welcome this time with a first conscious breath. And then another. And allow yourself to let the breath deepen out so that you create a vacuum to let the air back in. And see if you can just invite that consciousness to stay for half a minute, which is quite a long time actually, it's quite a lot of breaths. So we're just breathing and noticing and breathing and noticing and deepening. And noticing the sense of the chair and the floor. So when we talk about holding our shoulders up and not letting gravity take hold of us, so much of our lives is spent in a kind of either miniature or larger than miniature fright or flight pose, where we pull away from gravity, we pull away from the ground, we pull away from our support, we hold, we clench, we tense, we attempt to control. And as you see if you can allow yourself to breathe more deeply, hopefully you will experience some, at least, kind of settling, some kind of giving in to gravity. And that's the extraordinary thing to me. Gravity is so strong, and we spend time fighting with gravity, fighting with what holds us to the ground and what supports us. And then we feel that we have to work hard to let go of our fight, when in fact, we just need to let go of the fight, and then nature and gravity is allowed to function. And Alexander used to say, if you stop doing the wrong thing, the right thing will do itself. And I dislike those words because I dislike the right-wrong polemic. And even as I say them, it has overtones for me of old sinfulness and unworthiness and all that stuff. And that just brings up all my tension. So maybe I could rephrase that as that if you stop fighting with gravity, gravity will act. If you stop fighting release, release will occur. If you stop trying to control breath, breath will happen. And if you stop trying to control life, life will happen. I have a card that says, life is what happens while we are making other plans. And if we reflect on that phrase, how we get up each morning and we plan our day. We plan our week. We plan our year and we plan our life. And for me, this is where language is so important because it's not an either or. Yes, there are things we need to plan. And there are plans that we need to let go of, that we need to allow our intuition, more of a say of how we live each moment, each hour, and each day. And I wonder, what would happen to our lives? What would happen to your lives if you made a little more room for your intuition to guide you at least part of your day? That's why it's a both and. There are things we need to do for our families, for our livelihoods, for our earning. And yet I have deeply found in this time that there is so much less that I need to do than I thought at the outset of this pandemic. That actually the simplest tasks have given me the most joy. Work that I considered a pain in the butt until I could do what I wanted, like housework, maybe even gardening, has become a source of wonder. A source of nourishment. Of being able to do something that doesn't require so much attention that I can't be present in my body and present in my thoughts. And I realized in one sense how little I need from out there. And this extraordinary, extraordinary well of riches that I have in me. And from what I know of you, that's absolutely true of you. And my joy is to be able to help create a space where you can dive into that well and plumb the depths and mine the jewels. And so often in our bodies, we sort of associate the bottom half of the body as not important, as venal, sexual, and therefore trouble. We venerate the mind. We venerate thought. And we create a split where our minds are not connected to our hearts and our stomachs and our loins and our genitals and our legs and our feet. We venerate light. And we associate darkness with wickedness, foul deeds, shame. And yet, just as the night sky seems black, it is vast and full of stars. And I think we are vast and full of stars. If we allow ourselves to find and explore and sink into the depths of the black, the unknown, the not yet possible, so for a minute or two, I really invite you to allow yourself to find an image, whether it be a well or the night sky full of stars, or a mine filled with precious jewels or metal. Something that allows you to just consciously connect to those unknown depths of yourself, where in that dark there are some unknown jewels, with the intention of really allowing yourself to own those stars and those jewels in you, to let them out into the light. And as we bring our attention back to the body, back to our present space, I invite you to have the intention of staying connected to your depths. Even if you think those depths are depths of shame, for me, they are depths where the jewels reside. The Buddhist water lily has its roots in the mud and its flower on the surface. But the flower would wither without the root. So before you come back to yourself totally, just acknowledge the others in your thought, in your intention. Sending out your care and compassion to hold them up in their difficulties, in their darkness that they find hard, in their shame that they don't want to be seen, and in their light and in their stars and in their jewels, that we can celebrate with them as well. So just coming back to your sitting bones on your seat and your feet on the floor, and a final conscious breath. Thank you.